Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean
Come on.
If you let it, he can.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Open up your mouth and just thank God right now, right where you are. Come on, come on, and enter in with all faith, believing and trusting God for a mighty move in your life and those in your household, all that you love and concerned about, this family, amen, all that's connected to you right now, because God is able. Come on and shout glory. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. Surrender all over to Him, withholding nothing, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, because there's no one greater than you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness. Amen. Oh, Lord, we come asking in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, what is it that you have for us to do, Lord God? Lord, we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for life, health, and strength that's coming from you. Amen. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for remembering us on today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. We thank you, oh God, it's you that have kept us, amen. We thank you for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come to rendering all over to you and holding nothing. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh, God, hallelujah, if there be any wicked way in us, oh, God, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we come to be changed this morning, oh, God. Oh, Lord, creating us a clean heart, oh, God. Renew a right spirit within us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, restore us to the joy of our salvation, amen. Baptize us right now with our Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, set us a fire right now. Set us a fire with the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we come lifting up those in our family and all that we love and concerned about this day, oh God. Lord, we pray for deliverance on this one. Amen. That all will be delivered from anything that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, as we come this morning, oh God. Oh, Lord, fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible. Oh, Lord, release your warring angels to war against any spirit designed in the heavens to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father, as an act of our will. We do not want any darkness in our soul. No fear, no worry, no offense, no anger, no pride, no bitterness, no doubt, no addictions, no envy, no strife, no lust, no unforgiveness, no jealousy, nothing of the enemy in us. Amen. There's an act of our will. We choose right now to loose these things from our soul. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Father God in heaven, we want our soul to be whole and complete. And in the act of our will this morning, as our free will, we call back all parts of our soul that we gave away. Any part of our soul that we gave to sin, we call it back right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any part that we gave away that is outside of God's will, we call it back right now. Any part of our soul that's under the influence of darkness, we call it back right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we want to be filled with your Holy Spirit. We ask you to fill our soul with your light, your goodness, your love, your glory, your wisdom, your righteousness. We pray for grace, that your great, abundant, and sufficient grace. We choose to bind our soul with Jesus Christ. Hold and be one with God. Heavenly Father, please fill us with your kingdom and your spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say, thank you. We command every generation of spirit that came to us, and those in our family during conception, in the womb, in the birth canal, and through the umbilical cord, to come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break off spoken curses and negative words that have been spoken over our lives, amen, and those in our family, their lives, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by faith, amen, we are redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. We break all generational curses of pride, love, perversion, witchcraft, addiction, idolatry, poverty, rejection, fear, confusion, rebellion, death, and destruction. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break off spoken curses of negative words spoken by others. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command our ancestral spirits of idolatry, freemasonry, witchcraft, of false religion, polygamy, lust, and perversion to come out of our lives and those in our family right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Devil, you have been exposed. We see your works. You and your angels just cease right now and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare victory. We command our hereditary spirits of lust and rejection, fear, sickness, disease, and poverty, anger, hatred, confusion, failure to come out in our lives and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break our legal rights of every generational spirit operating behind the curse. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you have no legal right to operate in our life, in our family. We bind and rebuke all familiar spirits and spirit guides that will try to operate in our life and the life of our children and grandchildren from our ancestors. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We will not look back, amen? And we just thank you for it all, Lord God. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves, amen? Oh, Lord, give us you. Everything else can wait, amen? We surrender all over that we have to you, Father God, for all belongs to you, amen? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we bind our will to your will and our mind to the mind of Christ, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and that we will fulfill every assignment that you place in our care, God. Well, Lord, we pray right now in Jesus Christ's mighty name, Heavenly Father, that you will be our strength, amen? Continue to be our way, our truth in our life, amen? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by faith we speak life, and we decree and declare that we shall live and not die, amen? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen? We decree and declare with all faith that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus, amen? And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rise up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, all that have an ear to hear this morning, let them hear and see with us, said the Lord, amen? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against every spirit of stagnation, procrastination, limitation on our lives. And I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord Jesus Christ, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, we ask you to wash over our minds with your blood, amen, and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives and the life of our children and family members and loved ones, amen. We ask you, Lord Jesus, shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural in our lives, amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and everyone that's on the line today and all that we pray for, God. Hallelujah, today, hallelujah. And from this day forward, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice. According to John 16 and 23, for we know, God, your word is that you are not a God of confusion. Amen. So, Lord, we pray right now that we will not operate with a spirit of confusion or double mind. Amen. But we will operate with a sound mind. Amen. But we're praying, God, for your word and says that you give us a sound mind. Amen. And we operate in it right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we're new creations. Amen. Hallelujah. We're children of God, born again. Amen. Of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. And we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come believing on today. But, Lord, we ask, oh, Lord, help us with our unbelief. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we can receive from you even more, God. For your word says, Father God, that one planted, one water, but you, Father God, give the increase. Amen. Oh, Lord, that increase has come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Increases in joy. Increases of God, hallelujah, in happiness. Increases of God in peace. Increases of God, hallelujah, our finances and support. Increases the knowledge and wisdom in your word. Increases of God, the spirit of your word day and night, oh God. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you for the increase. Increases the fame, oh God, hallelujah. Increase the anointing that's on our life, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Increase your protection around us, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. And we just want to say thank you for the increase. We thank you, Lord God, that all our needs are met for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We decree and declare with all faith that we are healed. And hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that our family is healed. Hallelujah. That our children are healed. Our grandchildren are healed. Our husbands and wives are healed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, all that we love and concerned about are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for you are Jehovah Rapha, and we receive our healing right now. We come against every heart attack, stroke, diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, any type of form of cancer. the known and unknown to man. Any heart disease, COPD, polyrespiratory issues, amen, cardiovascular issues. We come against it right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare healing, amen. We come against every mental illness that's out there, known and unknown to man right now. We decree and declare that we're delivered from all mental illnesses, amen. Depression is far from us, amen. Anxiety and fear and worry, amen. Double-mindedness, bipolarism, schizophrenia. We decree and declare that we all delivered, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, any medication, vitamin, herb, or supplement that we are taking, oh God, or those in our family and loved ones are taking, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you are blessing, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and empowered to do all that you called for it to do, amen. And Father God, we ask, oh God, that you will destroy and nullify any adverse side effects of, hallelujah, or allergic reaction of any medication, vitamin, herb, or supplement that we are taking, or anyone in our family members and loved ones are taking, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah to your name. Lord, we come praying this morning with a heart of forgiveness, amen. A heart of thanksgiving, amen. Hallelujah. A heart of repentance, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we repent and return back to you. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown sins, sins of omission, sins of commission, oh, Lord. Forgive us for all our transgression, trespasses, and iniquities, Father God. Oh, Lord, purge us right now with your stopping. We shall be cleansed, amen. Wash us, and we shall be white as snow. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, and we forgive those who have hurt us, wronged us, abused us, lied on us, lied to us, rejected us, talked about us, amen, and hallelujah, we forgive them, oh God, and we ask, oh God, that you would forgive them and help them to turn from their sinful practices and evildoers of this world, that they may receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. It is our prayer that all be saved, that all will be changed, oh God, while we still have time, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we call upon your help on today, and we thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for receiving the help of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our comforter, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Have your way right now on this line. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we come asking for more of you. Oh, Lord, help on today. Amen. Lord, you know what we need before we ask. Oh, Lord, you know the humble to the end, come from the beginning. Amen. And we just want to say thank you as we stand in your word of God today. Hallelujah, that you're hallelujah, that you prepared for us. Amen. A place in heaven, oh God. We stand in your Lord, oh God, that you're going to give us an expected end, amen, a hope in the future, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We do not worry what man can do, amen. Oh, Lord, we know that if you be for us, who could be against, amen. We decree and declare that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, we have a resurrection power working on the inside because we have Jesus working on the inside. Hallelujah to your name, God. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, we have that same spirit living in us right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray for divine positioning this morning. Amen. Oh, Lord, we pray for divine order for our lives and those in our pen where things have been out of order. Amen. Lord, we pray for the leading of God with our Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, Lord, order our steps. Amen. That we will truly be blessed. Amen. In every move that we make. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We confess the sin of our fathers, oh God. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. We decree in the power we have a free passage from our prayer life to ascend in the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. We come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven on this morning. Amen. We are seated in heavenly place with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we walk on this plain and ram. Amen. We decree in the path that the anointing of God breaks up every yoke and opens every portal and assign angels to reinforce us as we advance into new levels and new dimensions, new realms and territory. Oh, Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today. Oh, Lord, pour our blessings upon our life that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. Lord, we thank you for the overflow of blessings on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that the wicked be uprooted and cast down right now, that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this new day that you blessed us with in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, purify and sanctify our mind and thoughts this morning, that our thoughts and then have to be pure, righteous, and holy unto you, oh God. We come against every attack of the enemy against our mind with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You can't tell us who we are, amen. We know whose we are and who we belong to, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to force out and drive out, cast out Satan, all foul, wicked demons, torment, lying, hindrance, seducing, perverse, unclean spirits, any evil strong man, any religious or controlling spirits, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, any spirits compared to the Holy Spirit, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you for this deliverance, amen. We thank you for delivering our children, amen, even right now. Oh God, we thank you for answering prayers, oh God. Oh Lord, and even right now, any of our family members or loved ones that are in harm's way, oh God, that you would deliver them, oh God, from the hand of the wicked one, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we thank you, God, for remembering us on today, amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, deliver us by your truth, for your word is truth. Oh Lord, forgive us for any misdemeanors, misunderstanding, malice, carnality, rationalization, indifference, or hard-heartedness, amen. Father, we decree and declare that the evil one has no place in us. We decree and declare, hallelujah, our independence from all strongholds. Oh Lord, cleanse our mind by the washing of the word. With your word, oh God, creating us a clean heart. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, set a watch over our mouth and keep the doors of our lips. Let no evil communication proceed from our lips, oh God. Superimpose the fruit of the Spirit over the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let the fruit of your Spirit, oh God, take root in us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Not lacking one. And we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh right now. Fill us afresh where we've been empty. Fill us afresh, Holy Spirit. Renew us. Renew the fire within us. Renew the zeal, the passion, and the desire to serve you, Lord God. Renew us, Holy, renew us, Holy Spirit. Refresh us right now, we pray, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We receive powers right now to mount up on wings like eagles in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, hallelujah, wherever we have been weak, give us the power right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare war against every spiritual ignorance in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every spiritual force of spiritual ignorance is trying to pull us back. We decree and declare war against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare hallelujah, from Job 22, verse 28, that we, hallelujah, that you evil forces are defeated in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We decree and declare we will not be a misfire error in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We shall be an error that is fine and goes well and accomplishes its mission. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any foundation of power working against us and against our salvation, we command you to be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every yoke working against our spiritual growth in our life, in our career, in our ministry, in our marriage, in our womb, in our peace, in our wisdom, in our knowledge, we destroy you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that it is done and complete. We thank you for breakthrough on today. We thank you for unity. Hallelujah. We thank you that, hallelujah, you are with us, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough. But yet still we thank you. I decree and declare no more setback and bondage. Amen. Hallelujah. That we are free and that we are going from glory to glory to glory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God is going to use us mighty. I prophesy success over our lives. Amen. I prophesy breakthroughs of goodness and finance over our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you that peace has come and peace is still. Let peace, oh God, be our portion. Let peace go wherever we go, oh God. Hallelujah. As we enter in, let peace go before us, prepared, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare that turnaround has come. Amen. That breakthrough is here. We thank you, Father God, for it. Father God, as we go out on today, oh God, we put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Amen. And we take the shields of faith and we tell you we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way and those in our family. Amen. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell and try to come into our lives and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, those that we love and concerned about. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, I pray on today, oh God, that your blessings and our going and coming on today. Let us receive traveling grace and mercy. Amen. To and from our destination and those in our family and loved ones. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation that we or them may take on today, over our homes, all that's in our homes, over our jobs, over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, or place, everywhere our feet may tread, heads may lay, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ as our protection. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. As we come, oh God, believe it and trust you, oh God, hallelujah, that all that we pray for on today, that it would be so. My Lord, my God, we're standing on the truth of your word. You said you would give us the keys to the kingdom, and that whatsoever we would bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we would loose on earth will be loosed in heaven, according to Matthew 16 and 18. So right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind our will to the will of God, that we will be constantly aware of your will and purpose for our lives. And then we bind ourselves to the truth of God, that we will not be deceived by the many subtle deceptions of the world and the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind ourselves to the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We want to be constantly aware of the blood of Jesus Christ, miracle working power to restore and heal and keep us safe and those in our family. And then we bind our minds to the mind of Christ, and we will be aware of how Jesus Christ would have us to think and believe. We do not want to react out of our own human thoughts when situations arise suddenly. We want to think and act that Jesus Christ would have us to act. And then we bind our feet to the path of righteousness, that our steps will be steady and true all day long. And then we bind ourselves to the work of the cross in our lives, and that we will continue to die daily to our own separate desires and motivations and be more like Jesus. And then in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind the strong man up so that we may spoil his household and take back every bit of joy, peace, blessing, freedom, every material and spiritual possession that he has stolen from us. We take them back right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we loose the strong man's influence over every part of our body, soul, and spirit. We loose, curse, smash, and destroy every evil device you may try to sin, hallelujah, or bring into our suffering, hallelujah, to influence us during this day. And from this day forward, we repent of every wrong desire, attitude, and pattern of thinking that we have had. Oh, Lord, forgive us, Heavenly Father, for holding on to wrong ideas, desires, behaviors, and habits. According to 1 John 1 and 9 and John 14 and 14, we renounce and reject these things. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we lose every wrong attitude, pattern of thinking, belief, idea, desire, behavior, and habit, how we have ever learned. We lose the stronghold around them that would keep us from being complete and surrendered to the will of God for our lives. And then we lose all doubt and confusion from ourselves. And then we, hallelujah, we have bound our minds to the mind of Christ. And then and we lose every wrong thought and evil imagination that would keep us from being in sweet unity with you. Hallelujah. We bind and lose these things right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who has given us the keys to do so, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah. Lord, I lift up on today, Maine Bernstein, amen. Maine Classy, hallelujah. Cousin Brenda Gale, amen. And Cousin Arlene on today. I lift up your daughter Laverne and the mother Vera, God. Hallelujah. Hashata ba shit. I lift up your daughter Twin and all that's in her home, oh Lord. He kabashataya. I lift up your daughter Carol and her husband, oh God, and all that you love and concerned about, oh Lord. I lift up your daughter Kim, oh God, and children and grandchildren and all that you love and concerned about. Amen. I lift up your daughter Shonda Nisa Shata Baba Hite. Oh Lord, move mighty in her and oh Lord God. Hey, Shadabaha. Lord, we just want to say thank you. I lift up your daughter Doretha, hallelujah, and all that you love and concerned about. Amen. Oh Lord, touch, heal in the mighty way, oh God. Let peace come and be still. Let peace rest upon it, and oh God. I decree and declare you shall not be moved. Amen. I lift up your daughter alive and change this day, oh God. Move mighty, oh God. Lord, be your strength, oh God. Oh, let her hear from you, oh God. That she will understand what you are saying tonight with such a time as this. That she will speak your word with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Move mighty in the life of your daughter, Connie. Hallelujah. Move mighty, oh God, in the life of your daughter, Ruth and May, oh God. Oh, Lord, touch in a mighty way, oh God. Lord, be her strength, oh God. Let joy overcome and take her right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, give her a new soul, oh God. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you that peace has come and all that's on the line in their household because we believe, oh God. Your word says, I give you the peace of not that the world gives, so the world cannot take it away. And we decree and declare the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ has given us on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Let joy overtake us like a tidal wave, oh God. That we can't run from it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for turning around. Lord, you know every prayer petition this day. You know what's on everyone's heart that have come on today. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help them to receive. Help them all to believe, oh God. Help us all to believe and receive right now because you are able to do it all. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare new life. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it. We decree and declare that we are blessed. Amen. We're the head and not the tail, on top and not the knees. Amen. Hallelujah. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Co-heirs to the kingdom of God. Oh, Shatiah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're born from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's keep God some praise this morning. Come on, let's just thank God right where you
thank
are.
You,
hallelujah. Right where you are today, amen. If you can just believe him on today for the miracle, amen. If you can just believe him on today that he is the healer. If you can just believe on today that he's a provider. If you can believe on today that he's a way making God. If you can believe on today that God is able to do all things. He is the creator of all in all for all. If you can just believe on today and just watch God move in your life. When you've been standing in some situations, when you feel like giving up, I want to know that God is still able.
Thank you, Jesus.
Where would I be?
can't thank God enough. Amen. I am so grateful.
Yes.
I make it my business every day, hallelujah, throughout the day to just thank God because I know God is able, and it's nothing that I have done. And all, you all hear me say this over and over because every time I just think about the goodness of the Lord because I'm still here, I just thank God because God is able. Amen.
Yes, yes,
good morning. Good morning. Want to know how you're doing and how you've been this morning. Want to start with Aunt Bernadine. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
God bless you this morning. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Holy Father. I am doing good. I'm doing great. And I'm so thankful for the holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. God bless you and run the scene. We love you. We thank God for you. It's so good to have you on the line. Amen. Always remembering others and keeping everybody abreast of what's going on. She did let us know last week that Cousin Brenda Gale and Sean Denise, she said the name so fast I couldn't write everybody's name down, but she had everybody listed. And covered by the blood of Jesus. So we thank God for you. We love you.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. Hiya.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, Classy, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning and good morning, family.
Good morning, Aunt Classy.
Up this morning, closed in my right mind. Thank you for that wonderful prayer. I'm asking a special prayer for our family in Chicago, Illinois. Bishop Claude Timmons, he passed this morning at 6 a.m., asking prayers for the wife and the nieces and the nephews. Thank you.
Amen.
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 We thank you, Lord God. Amen. You're good here to be happy for somebody to be present with you, oh God. We celebrate the life of your son and just call them home. Oh, Lord, we pray for the wife and the family, oh God. And let joy, oh God, just come and overtake them, knowing that
Praise
he is
Lord.
With you, that he has done the work. Amen. And he stands before you, oh God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To hear the words that says, hey, man, her job well done, my good and faithful servant. Oh, Lord, let this joy overtake our family, oh God. Oh, Lord, we call upon you, God, of our hope, that you restore the hope even right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that this will not be a time of sorrow, but celebration of life. Amen. My Lord, my God. And Lord, we just pray for them right now, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, that you would just let peace come and rest upon them right now, God. It is our prayer that even in this time, oh God, oh Lord, that they will receive those who have not received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that this will be an opportunity for them to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
Yes.
It is our prayer that no one, hallelujah, be left behind, but all be saved. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we love you,
thank
God.
You,
we thank you for your plan, oh God. Hallelujah. Have come, oh God, to give us an expected end that we will be back home with you. And we just want to say thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Lord. All glory to your name, God.
And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And heaven is rejoicing. Amen. Welcoming our family member home to be with Jesus. Hallelujah. With
yes,
a celebration
Lord.
Of life.
Yes, Lord.
When you know, amen, those of us that are still here, that we can, hallelujah,
yes.
have confidence knowing that he's with the Father, our Father in heaven, because
going
he's
on,
with the life of God. To do the will of God in his life and the lives that he has touched, amen, and moved. So we just pray that
all will be filled
with the joy of the Lord. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. And
yes,
we just thank God.
Yes,
God bless you.
Amen.
Classy, I keep you. We love you.
Thank
we
you
thank
so
God
much.
For you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. Good morning, family. Good morning, Tawanika.
Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing good. We had a Mackie Cousins Gone Wild trip, and I just feel so revived, so loved. We had wonderful, wonderful fellowship, relaxed, good food, of course. And so many wonderful things were said about the family and my mom, and I just felt so loved, so special, and I just thank God for all of them. So my mom is doing good. My mom is doing good. She's still eating. She's still taking the medicine. Still getting her up. So I'm grateful for every moment that God let her life goes on a little bit longer. One more Saturday morning. So you've covered us with the blood of Jesus. I believe it and I receive it. To God be the glory. We love you and we thank God for you.
Amen.
And I'm a comedian at heart. Y'all who knows me. And when you said cousins gone wild, and I said they didn't go that wild, but we thank God. You know,
they ain't do that much.
I saw the pictures on Facebook, and y'all didn't get too wild. Y'all were still good. Okay.
Well, we had a lot of fun. It could have been wild for us, a good while. Old folks wild. We didn't do nothing that would embarrass the family. We didn't do nothing at all that would embarrass the family.
I did a good job.
Amen.
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 God bless you. God
but it was
you
it was a wonderful day. Trip. It really it was a wonderful
Ooh,
wonderful
like
trip. It really
time.
Was. It really was.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I've been doing good and I've been good and just been here listening to everybody sounding so happy. It's a wonderful thing. And thank you for that prayer. And I just been here thinking about the awesomeness of God, how
thank
he's
you.
Keeping us, woke us up this morning. And gave us the ability to get up and do stuff. So you can't take credit. Because God don't have to do nothing for us. But I'm just thankful and so blessed. And every day with him, and I've been with him a long time. But it's more joy. Day of my life.
More joy. And
more love. That's the main thing. You just see everything. You start seeing stuff for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, oh, praise to God. For everything.
Amen.
Because he has everything. I'm just so grateful.
Lord.
I'm just overwhelmed with everything. So thank you. Thank you again for that prayer because you covered everything.
Amen. God bless you, Cousin Earlene. We love you. We thank God for it. It's always good to hear your voice on the line. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord. Amen. Glory to God, Cousin Bonnie and Aver. God bless you. How y'all doing and how y'all been? Welcome.
Good morning. We're doing good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Well,
good morning, Zero.
Doing good. And Classic, say good
morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. Good morning, Zero.
All your sisters are saying good morning.
Good morning, everyone. We're doing good. And
good morning.
It's a wonderful day to still be here and thank God for being alive. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you both. We love you. We thank God for you. It's so good
thank
to hear
you
both on the line this morning. Sounding strong. Hallelujah. Nothing but God.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Nobody but God. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. I'm doing wonderful. I'm blessed.
Amen.
I'm grateful to be on the line with you
Amen.
All. And I'm just grateful to be able to have God in my life, to know who God is, because just so peaceful. You know, it really is a peace that surpasses all understanding when you really know whose you are. And I know who my Father is. I know he is a provider. He is everything. So I'm just very grateful to have my trust stored up in him and to know him, because so many people don't. And I just pray for the people that don't know him. And I just pray that they just have an encounter with God to know how good he really is. To know that it's healing, it's deliverance. You know, he is everything. And that, it just gives me a reason to keep going and to keep waking up, even when the days I don't feel like it. I know that it's God that put me on the earth for a reason and a purpose, and that just keeps me going each and every day.
Amen.
So I'm grateful on this morning. Grateful.
Amen.
And it's the same thing as, you know, when you feel with the Holy Ghost, you go wild with the Holy Ghost. You have Holy Ghost high moments. You know, you in Holy Ghost,
yes.
Holy Ghost wild.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, glory to God. God bless you, God keep you. We thank God for you. So good to hear you on the line this morning. Hallelujah, God. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Mama Carol, Mama, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
How y'all doing? I'm doing good. Good blessed morning from Houston to where? Louisiana, Indianapolis. I am blessed because God woke me up once, twice in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. I think she's in Indiana.
Oh, Indiana. I'm just going to say good morning to I City because I didn't know what it is. So.
It's in Indiana, so you all right.
All right.
Amen. God bless your mama. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? Cousin Kim? All right. Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning, Tavanisha.
Good morning.
So much for that wonderful prayer this morning. You covered everything. I'm here in Houston at a conference, but I wanted to take the time out to be with my family this morning since I had missed last week. And like Quan said, it was a hallelujah going wild get-together because we were just thanking the Lord for how good our family is, how good our grandparents were, and just to be part of a Mackey family. So it was a blessing. And we started from the head, from them, from Aunt Vera and Aunt Bernstein. And we are just so blessed. I thank Aunt Bernstein for praying over us and having you to pray over us. And I wanted to tell my mom, Classy, we all knew that Clyde was a man of God and he was a servant of God. And the word says, about it is to be present with the Lord.
So you may have heard of this, but he lived his life
as a servant. And so we know that he's in the heavenly preaching and everything else because God don't want us to be down here suffering. So dry those tears and just trust God. Just trust God because I know he's a way maker. He's a healer. He's everything that we need. So thank you, Dominique. I love you, love you, love you. And just thank you for being consistent on this call. And I pray that all of us that have safe traveling grace going back to Louisiana. And I hate to be here so close, Dominique, and don't put my eyes on you, but maybe one day. But thank you all and good morning.
Amen. God bless you. We love you. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Nobody but God. Amen. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm blessed this morning. They keep on giving them prayers. And I understand that the prayers on the line shook everybody up this morning because everybody seemed so happy in Jesus' name. And I thank the Lord for your prayers and keep on giving those prayers. And I love everyone on the phone. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. We love you, Cousin Dorita. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Aunt Eliza, thank God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. Good morning.
Good morning, Aunt Jane.
Good morning, Jane.
I'm doing great. I just heard on the line that Claude had passed away. Claude was a beautiful person, beautiful spirit. Loved the Lord. So I'm at peace with them going on home because I didn't want to see them suffering. I didn't see it. I had heard about it. So I'm at peace with that. He's going to be Lord. And as far as those Maggie girls, I'm so happy that they got together. And I know they had a good time. I saw it on Facebook, and I said, ooh, I wish I was there. They look like they're having a good time. And Sean prayed so until she started coughing. Somebody else had to take over.
Oh, yeah,
Sean,
we pray.
That Sean can pray, man. She can talk to the Lord.
Yes, she can.
She get up in the morning and go outside and sit out and look at the water and pray. And sometimes I be thinking about it. I said, no, I better not call her because she on her prayer this morning now.
Yeah.
Too early.
Yeah.
So I'm just thankful that those girls got together and keep the love going in the Mackey family. And they told me what a wonderful time they had. And I thank you, Tywanita, for the prayer that you prayed this morning that covered everything. Everybody that's hurting. Because when you were saying about hurt, I said, you were saying, Lord, heal him. I was rubbing my wrist and my leg and stuff. I said, heal me.
Oh. Yes, Lord.
I'm thankful for you and I love you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. It is. God is real. Amen. We just thank God for his presence. Hallelujah. Cousin Connie and Auntie Ruth and May, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
Yes, good morning, family. Good to hear everybody's voice on the line this morning. Thank you for your prayers and covering us in the name of Jesus. Thank you. My mom's doing wonderful. I think she might want to be glad. All the cousins had a good time. I had a good time here with my mom. So it was a wonderful week. So I'm just glad everybody enjoyed themselves. And I love y'all. And I want my mom to say something because she was this morning. She would say, oh, don't move it too much. She was talking about her feet. Like, okay, mom. So you want to say good morning to all your sisters on the line, huh? Hold on.
Good morning, sister.
Say good morning.
Good morning, Ruth and May.
Good morning, sister.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Say good morning, Mama. Tell them good morning. That's your sisters on the line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless y'all.
Amen.
Thank you, Tabernica, for your wonderful prayers that do cover all of us and everything. So God bless you and keep you and your family.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. I receive you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. God bless you. We love you both. We thank God for you. What a wonderful time to be on this line this morning. And I just thank God for everyone and what God is doing in this family. As I mentioned before, we've been on here a little over 3 years now, and we're just trusting God for more. Amen. We're just trusting God for the more. And I just said we're just so blessed, and if we don't just realize how blessed we are to be able to have this time that we can come together, God has ordained for such a time as this.
Yeah.
Amen. And how important it is that we keep praying, that we keep, you know, that we stay in position and we hold our position. You know, and giving and serving this time of this service. And remember that we're called to serve one another. This morning, our scripture is coming from the book of Luke. I let you all know I'm doing good this morning. I was in the hospital this week, but I am out and I am at home and I am doing better. Amen. I was already healed. I just went to the doctor's know that God is able to say, all is well. Amen. The book of I'm coming from the book of Luke, chapter 11,
verse 29-32 this morning, coming from the New King James Version. Again, that's the book of Luke, mm-hmm. chapter 11, verse 29-32. The Bible reads, let me just get the, I'm going to close the line, you all, so we can hear some feedback there. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 29-32, and the header of this scripture is Jesus warns against unbelief. The Bible says, and while the crowds were thickly gathered together, he began to say, this is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so also the Son of Man will become, will be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And indeed, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and indeed a greater than Jonah is here. So what is Jesus saying? Because this is Jesus speaking. So the cruel, warlike men of Nineveh, the capital of Assyria, repented when Jonah preached to them, and Jonah did not even care about them. If you know the story of Jonah, he got upset. God sent him to Nineveh. As a matter of fact, he ran. He didn't want to go. But when he preached to them, they all repented. Amen. So the pagan queen of the south, which is Sheba, praised the praise of the God of Israel when she heard that Solomon's wisdom and Solomon was full of faults. By contrast, Jesus, the perfect Son of God, came to people that he loved dearly, but they rejected him. God's chosen people made themselves more liable to judgment than either a notoriously wicked nation or a powerful pagan queen. I want us to understand, Jesus says that the evil cities of Sodom, Tyre, and Sodom would be judged less harshly than the cities in Judah and in Galilee that rejected his message. When we look at verse 29-30, hallelujah, and I'm going to wrap up here in scripture, what was the sign of Jonah? God had asked Jonah to preach repentance to the Gentiles, which are the non-Jews. Jesus was affirming Jonah's message. Salvation is not only for Jews, but for all people. In the book of Matthew 12:40, it adds another explanation that Jesus would die and rise after 3 days, which as the prophet Jonah had been rescued after 3 days in the belly of a big fish. The people of Nineveh and the queen of the south had turned to God with far less evidence than Jesus was giving his listeners, and far less than we have today. We have eyewitness reports of the rise in Jesus, the continuing power of the Holy Spirit unleashed at Pentecost, easy access to the Bible, and knowledge of 2,000 years of Christ's acts through his church. With the knowledge and insight available to us, our response to Jesus ought to be even more complete and wholehearted. Hallelujah. I pray today that God will help us with our unbelief. Anyone in our family is dealing with any unbelief, I pray today that God will help all with our unbelief, because a lot of us, we pray, hallelujah, and we say we believe, but we're dealing with unbelief. We battle with that unbelief. We battle with that thought in our mind. So I pray today that we will have a sound mind and believe and stay there. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of this word. It's my prayer that we all need to do with the word of God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name I pray and I bless us. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. At this time, if you have any prayer requests or petition, I'll call your name. If the prayer has already went forth and you receive it, just say amen. And I'll receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't going to sing. God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you too, and thank you, mm-hmm. and I love you. Glory, hallelujah, amen, thank God.
Amen, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And God bless you, Aunt Bernestine. We thank God for you. Aunt Classy, God bless you.
God bless you. I receive that prayer, and I'll be praying for you that God would touch your body and heal you.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Cousin Brenda Garrett, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. God keep you. We praise God for you. And on that next girl trip, Bunny, we want you to be there. We really miss you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll be there.
Send the invite. Send the invite, and I'll bring all the I'm not. I'm going to join on in.
All right. God bless my family.
God
I love you all.
Amen. We definitely missed you all on the phone. I was calling your name. Brenda Gale. Well, Aunt Bernestine was, I had to read your name down. Oh, she's going to be on the line. So if Aunt Bernestine got it, she did let us know. We definitely miss you. So we thank God for it. So good to have you all back on the line on this Saturday. So I'm glad you all had a good time. It was overdue. So we just thank God that it's able to come to fruition and you all enjoyed yourself. And that won't be the last time. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Cousin Erlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
I receive it, and God bless you and keep you, and I will be on the next trip. Amen.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, amen. I saw the picture. I said, oh, they like they're having a great time. So, yes, definitely. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I received all the blessings that went forth on today, and I will continue to keep you all in the family lifted in prayer and in my thoughts.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We love you. Thank God for you. Mama Kara, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen, amen. Thank you for the prayer and the seeing for us every Saturday and all through the week. May the Lord heal your body completely. And to my family in Louisiana, in Houston, until we meet again. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you, Mama. Hallelujah. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead. Cousin Kim?
I don't think Kim is on the line. She called me this morning and told me she wasn't going to be able to be on.
Okay. I got her phone number on here, 832-880-6412.
She was working, so she might be trying to come in. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I heard a man on the line. I don't know. Did y'all hear a male voice?
Louis Jones.
Hey, Cousin Louis, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
Great. I just enjoy hearing everything, the prayers, and I just enjoy everything. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I know I heard a male voice. I was like, oh, I know I'm like seeing something. I'm like, I want to test Cousin Louis. It's so good to hear your voice and have you on the line today. You have any prayer petitions?
It's good. I hear all the prayers and everything.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you, and we thank God for you, cousin. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you and keep you, Kalanika, on this next trip. We do want you and Carolyn on here. We was already almost on the floor praying, and I know would you be there, we'd be just laid out. So we looking forward. Forward another time, but God bless you guys, and I love you.
Amen. We love you too. Amen. I look forward to it. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. And it's something about this line this morning was different because I felt it all in my soul. Everybody was happy, and we praising God, and I thank the Lord for it. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. And Eliza James, God bless you. Go ahead.
good to hear a male voice on the line. So, Louis, you got to be on here every Saturday because we need some men on the line. They need prayer too.
I'm gonna try to be there.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Because God did call man first. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God for your brother Louis being on the line. It definitely makes a difference. Amen. And other men are here about it, and they'll come on the line. Amen. So God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Elijah, we love you. Thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Second time in ancient history. God bless you. Go ahead. Okay, be sure we went off the line. So I'll be off the line. Amen. So God bless you, family. I'm going to close out here in prayer, and then I'll release the pastor's blessing at that time. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we bless your holy name. We thank you once again, oh God, that you've given us this opportunity to come boldly to the throne room of grace, oh God. And Lord, I pray, oh God, that all that have an ear to hear on the line today and a heart to receive, let it be so in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let this be a time of refreshing, oh God. Amen. And we just want to say thank you.
Amen.
Lord, let us receive fresh anointing, fresh strength, fresh revelation, oh Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, remove every delay to our healing, to our break. Through, amen, to our blessing, oh God. Lord, I ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name, in your blessing, oh God, bless us. And you're multiplying, oh God, multiply us as the stars of the heaven and the sand of the seashore, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace right now, we still couldn't thank you enough. But yet, you still, we thank you. We decree and declare deliverance from this family, amen. We decree and declare that we're delivered from every stronghold, soul, side, strong man, and messenger of Satan. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare victory on today, amen, and forevermore, because the victory belongs to you, and because we belong to you, we also receive the victory, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray, oh God, for the protection, oh God, in the life of our children, and those that are going back to school, oh God, we pray, oh God, for your leading, guided by the Holy Spirit right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that our children, we decree and declare protected, oh Lord, let your hedge of protection be around them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. I speak to every mountain
thank
in our life and command it to be removed and cast into the sea. I speak to every financial mountain to be removed from our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I prophesy to the mountains and command them to hear the word of the Lord and be removed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Satan, the Lord rebukes thee. Amen. Let the enemy perish and hallelujah. And your rebuke, oh Lord, be upon them right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, lead and guide us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. We bless
thank
your
you,
holy
Father.
Name,
yeah.
Lord God.
Thank you.
We declare and declare your goodness right now, that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we thank you for it, Lord. Oh Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, all that's on the line today, let us, oh God, have and walk in the excellent spirit according to Daniel 6:3. We will take heed to our spirit at all times according to Malachi 2:15. We bind and cast out any spirit that will try to tear apart our lives in any manner. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, store up our spirit to do your will, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We lift our up right now from every spirit of error. And we decree and declare that we're blessed by the Lord, and that God is blessed, no man can curse, and that God is cursed, no man can bless. And we thank you, oh God, for blessing us and our family, and we thank you for long life, good health and strength, wholeness and newness of life. We thank you for your peace, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And
amen.
It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen
God
and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. God bless you, family. I love you. Thank God
amen.
For you. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May God bring a new love and a new harmony
yes,
to your family,
yes,
to your home, and those that you love and concern about. May this harmony be filled with a peace, love, and joy that is supernatural. Amen.
Yes.
On a daily basis, we invite the presence of God into our homes to fill us and renew us so that we might be a living and testimony of your love, yes. Father God, your mercy and grace. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. And everybody that believes, say amen.
Amen.
Love you, family.
Love you, God. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear you say what.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I love gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll